Blog Talk Radio. Hello, welcome to Prolific Fire. I'm your humble host, Prophetess Stacy. I would like to thank each of you for joining me on tonight. There is indeed a word from the Lord. But before we get started, I would like to greet you all in prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I adore you, God. I thank you, Lord God, that you are a great God. And I thank you on tonight, Lord God, that you're going to set me down and you're going to rise up in me, Lord God. Feed your people, Lord. Give them exactly what they need from this word on tonight, Lord God. Some people are seeking you for one thing, others are seeking you for another, God. But just show up at the point of their needs, God. Meet everybody's needs on tonight, God. And I thank you for being present, God. Once again, I adore you. I love you, God, and I just honor you on tonight. Above all else, in the name of Jesus. Indeed, there is a word from the Lord. Tonight, the foundational text comes once again from John 11, verses 1 through 46. And for those of you who don't know, this is a part two. The name of the message is Faded to Black. If you want to hear part one, you can always go to iTunes and look up Prolific Fire with Prolific Fire with Prophetess Stacy, or you can just go to blogtalkradio.com/Prolific Fire, and the other episode is there. I hope you will be blessed by part two. Again, the name of the message is Faded to Black, part two. And I will be reading from the Amplified Bible tonight. And it reads like this. I'm going to stop at verse 17, and then I'll pick up the rest of the verses later. Now a certain man named Lazarus was ill. He was from Bethany, the village where Mary and her sister Martha lived. This Mary was the one who anointed the Lord with perfume and wiped his feet with her hair. He was her brother Lazarus. It was her brother Lazarus who was now sick. So the sister sent to him saying, Lord, he whom you love so well is sick. When Jesus received the message, he said, this sickness is not to end in death, but on the contrary, it is to honor God and to promote his glory, that the Son of God may be glorified through and by it. Verse 5, now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. They were his dear friends, and he held them in loving esteem. Therefore, even when he heard that Lazarus was sick, he still stayed 2 days longer in the same place where he was. Then after that interval, he said to his disciples, let us go back again to Judea. The disciples said to him, Rabbi, the Jews only recently were intending and trying to stone you, and you are thinking of going back there again? Jesus answered, are there not 12 hours in the day? Anyone who walks about in the daytime does not stumble because he sees by the light of this world. But if anyone walks about in the night, he does stumble because there is no light in him. The light is lacking to him. Verse 11, he said these things and then added, our friend Lazarus is at rest and sleeping, but I am going there that I may awaken him out of his sleep. Verse 12, then the disciples answered, Lord, if he is sleeping, he will recover. 13, however, Jesus had spoken of his death, but they thought he was referring to falling into a refreshing and natural sleep. 14, so then Jesus told them plainly, Lazarus is dead. 15, and for your sake I am glad that I am not there. It will help you to believe, to trust, and rely on me. However, let us go to him. 16, then Thomas, who was called the twin, said to his fellow disciples, let us go too, that we may die, be killed along with him. 17, so when Jesus arrived, he found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb for 4 days. And as I said, I'll pick up the rest of the verses in a minute. I'm going back to verse 4. When Jesus received the message, he said, this sickness is not to end in death, but on the contrary, it is to honor God and to promote his glory, that the Son of Man may be glorified through and by it. What do you do when you want so desperately to be healed, delivered out of a situation, only to discover what has come upon you is not meant to take you out, but to bring him in? Verse 5. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. They were his dear friends, and he held them in loving esteem. Verse 6, therefore, even when he heard that Lazarus was sick, he still stayed 2 days longer in the same place where he was. What do you do when, yes, Jesus loves me, is more than a song you learn in elementary school? For it has been written all over your life throughout the years that, indeed, Jesus does love you. He loves you. But still, he is ignoring your plea for help. What do you do when the relationship you are known by? Everybody knew Mary, Martha, Lazarus, and Jesus was tight. What do you do when the relationship you are known by suddenly comes to a screeching halt? And all you have is his word. This sickness is not to end in death. You don't know where he is. He won't come see about you. Seems like everybody's showing up at your door except him, the one you need. You've prayed and cried, and still he stayed. He did not move. This was the dilemma Mary and Martha had to face. What do we do? Back to verse 4. When Jesus received the message, he said, this sickness is not to end in death, but on the contrary, it is to honor God and to promote his glory, that his son, that the Son of God may be glorified through and by it. Verse 6, therefore, even when he heard that Lazarus was sick, he still stayed 2 days longer in the same place where he was. If you stay in a situation long enough, situations have a way of changing your focus. It's not always about you, what you see, what you feel. If you stay in a situation long enough, situations have a way of changing your focus. It's not always about you, what you see, what you feel. Some of you will not be delivered until you begin to really promote, seek after, celebrate him. Stop throwing yourself pity parties. Woe is me. Yes, it's you. And why not you? Job 4, verses 3 through 5 in NIV. It says, think how you have instructed many, how you have strengthened feeble hands. Your words have supported those who stumbled. You have strengthened faltering knees. But now, trouble comes to you, and you are discouraged. It strikes you, and you are dismayed. In these verses, Eliphaz the Tittimite reminds Job how he had been a counselor, a leader, and had helped many, many people. But now trouble comes to you, and you are discouraged. It strikes you, and you are dismayed. As long as trouble was at the other person's door, you knew how to handle it. That's what he was saying to Job. As long as the trouble was at the other person's door, you knew how to handle it. You were so encouraging, so supportive. But now that trouble is at your door, you are discouraged and dismayed, as if it should not be. Again, I ask, why not you? If God is no respecter of persons, then why not you? Some situations come to change you out of you. Did you hear me? Some situations come to change you out of you. The greatest healing still is salvation, deliverance of the total man, physically, emotionally, mentally. 3 John 2 in the Amplified says, beloved, I pray that you may prosper in every way, and that your body may be kept well, even as I know your soul keeps well and prospers. What will it take for God to get your mind off of you? What will it take for God to get your mind off of you? Seek his purpose even in the hard things. You are here on earth to do his will, not to be willed. You are here on earth to do his will, not to be willed. God does not owe you anything. I know that's a powerful punch, but it's true. God does not owe you or me anything. So if you receive, you are blessed. And if you do not receive, you are blessed. Philippians 4 and 12 in the NIV, Paul says it like this. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. Paul says there is a secret to being content. That secret is in the very next verse, Philippians 4 and 13. I can do everything, all things, through Christ who strengthens me. There's a secret to being content. The secret is you can do all things through Christ who gives you strength. Beloved, that situation you're going through is doable. That situation you're going through is doable. You can do all things through Christ. And if you're new to Prolific Fire, I repeat things when I feel in my spirit someone needs it, because I'm here for them to get what God is saying. Not so much about the time or if I just repeated it. If I need to say it over and over again till somebody gets it, we're going to do that, because I'm here to glorify God through his word and to help somebody else get delivered and set free in the name of Jesus. Seek to be content, undisturbed by your circumstances. There's a huge difference between being comfortable and being content. Comfortable means you're okay with the way things are. Content simply says, through it all, you have peace, and nothing is going to steal your peace regardless. Your inheritance simply is to believe. Your inheritance simply is to believe. John 20, verse 29 says, blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. After they had done all they knew how to do, Mary and Martha had to now choose to believe. They had to choose to believe that what he said would come to pass. Listen closely to this. Believing is a choice. We have to choose to believe, even when our eyes can't see, even when we don't understand the how or the why. We have to choose to believe. Again, believing is a choice. We have to choose to believe. Verse 4, Jesus sends a message to Mary and Martha saying, your brother's sickness is not to end in death. Still, things are rapidly deteriorating before their eyes, and Lazarus is pronounced dead. Can you imagine Mary and Martha's dilemma as they struggle to believe? Have you ever found yourself at a crossroad, at a crossroads in your faith? Where what he said is not what you see, and what you see is definitely not what he said. Have you ever found yourself at a crossroads in your faith where what he said is not what you see, and what you see is definitely not what he said? I can answer that right now. We've all experienced that. Oftentimes, I think we misunderstand what God has said to us. That's why it's so important to pray for ears to hear what the Spirit is saying. Lord, give us ears to hear what your Spirit is saying. Notice in verse 4, reading from the Amplified, Jesus said, this sickness is not to end in death. He never said that Lazarus would not die, only that death would not be the end result. Lord, give me ears to hear what your Spirit is saying to me. Make that a part of your prayer life before going to bed at night. You will be amazed at what he reveals to you in the night hours when your soul is still. Lord, give me ears to hear what your Spirit is saying to me. Back to the text. With all these things going on, verse 6, Jesus still stayed where he was for two more days, excuse me. Skipping to verse 11. Jesus finally tells the disciples, our friend Lazarus is at rest and sleeping, but I'm going there that I may awaken him out of his sleep. Beloved, the next time you find yourself in a stressful situation, remember these instructions from Jesus. Rest, be at peace, sleep, lose sight of what you see. I'm coming. That's what he said in verse 11. Jesus finally tells his disciples, our friend Lazarus is at rest, sleeping, but I'm going there. In other words, he's resting, he's sleeping, but I'm coming. So the next time you find yourself in a stressful situation, remember his instructions. Rest, be at peace, sleep, lose sight of what you see, I'm coming. And he came 4 days later, but he came. Skipping to verse 17. So when Jesus arrived, he found that he, Lazarus, had already been in the tomb for 4 days. Jesus has a set time for his arrival. When he steps into your situation, what will he find? Jesus has a set time for his arrival. When he steps into your situation, what will he find? Jesus found that Lazarus had already been dead in the grave for 4 days. Four is used in the Bible as a symbol of God setting things in order. Four also demonstrates how God gets involved in the affairs of man. If you can hear my voice and you've been in that situation longer than 3 days, you should be shouting. Did you hear me? If you can hear my voice and you've been in that situation longer than 3 days, you should be shouting, because I'm telling you, God is setting things in order. God is getting involved. as he was with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the fiery furnace. Daniel 3:25 in the Amplified Bible. He answered, "Behold, I see four men." There's that number again, four. "Four men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they are not hurt. And in the form and the form of the fourth man is like a son of God." Beloved, you can be free. Even in the midst of a painful situation, God is with you. Beloved, you can be free. Even in the midst of a painful situation, God is with you. God is with you as he was with Lazarus. Though it didn't seem to be, he was with Lazarus, who had been in the grave 4 days. How long you've been in a situation does not intimidate God. He will not back down for what man calls a challenge. God will not back down from what man calls a challenge, because to him is not a challenge. Do not lose hope. Often it takes impossible circumstances to usher in the possibilities of God. Do not lose hope. Often it takes impossible circumstances to usher in the possibilities of God. God does not know the difference between possible and impossible. God does not know the difference between possible and impossible. With God, the possible is always possible, and the impossible is still possible. With God, the possible is always possible, and the impossible is still possible. It's never too late, and there's always a chance, a choice for something different. I feel like somebody needs that one. It's never too late, and there's always a chance, a choice for something different. Verse 17. So when Jesus arrived, he found that he, Lazarus, had already been in the tomb for 4 days. Verse 18. Bethany was near Jerusalem, only about 2 miles away. And a considerable, verse 19, and a considerable number of the Jews had gone out to see Martha and Mary to console them concerning their brother. People mean well. Let them console you now. Let their strength build you. Through it all, God is preparing you to witness the miraculous. People mean well. Let them console you now. Let their strength build you. Through it all, God is preparing you to see the miraculous. Verse 20, when Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went to meet him, while Mary remained sitting in the house. And that's interesting to me, because in Luke chapter 10, after Jesus had been welcomed into their home, it was Martha who chose to be of service to God, doing the work of a proper hostess, instead of, like Mary, choosing to sit at his feet and be a servant. This time the roles are reversed, so it seems. Martha said within herself, "Not this time. I will not be distracted by unnecessary stuff. I will hear what you have to say, Lord." So she goes out to meet Jesus. When you have a problem and you need a word, go to Jesus. When you have a problem and you need a word, go to Jesus. It will make all the difference. Verse 20, Martha goes out to meet Jesus while Mary remains sitting in the house. Remember, in Luke 10, Mary was the one who sat at Jesus' feet listening to him. When you have spent time at his feet listening, even in the midst of trouble, you can remain seated. When you have spent time at his feet, even in the midst of trouble, you can remain seated. Whatever you do, stay in the house. Whatever you do, stay in the house. Stay in God. Verse 21. Martha then said to Jesus, "Master, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." I love this point that the Lord showed me. So this is for me, if it ain't for nobody else. But love, you can stand in the presence of God hurt and still have faith in him. But love, you can stand in the presence of God hurt and still have faith in him. Don't let nobody tell you your emotions will rob you of your faith. Not always. verse 22. And even now, I know that whatever you ask from God, he will grant it to you. She is obviously hurt by the situation, but yet her faith was intact. Verse 23. Jesus said to her, your brother shall rise again. Verse 24, Martha replied, I know that he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day. I wonder how many times God has spoken about what he intends to do now, and we perceived it as future tense, which takes me back to the prayer. Lord, give us ears to hear what your spirit is saying, that we may interpret it right. God says, tell somebody, I have plans to do it now. God says, tell somebody, I have plans to do it now. There are things that he's speaking to you that is not for the future. God says that is for now. Receive it as now. Verse 25, Jesus said to her, I am myself the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes and adheres to and trusts in and relies on me, although he may die, yet shall he live. Verse 26, and whoever continues to live and believes in, has faith in, clings to and relies on me, shall never actually die at all. Do you believe this? Verse 27, she said to him, yes, Lord, I have believed. I do believe. Whatever you go through, let nothing throw your faith into past tense. Whatever you go through, let nothing throw your faith into past tense. Verse 27, she said to him, yes, Lord, I have believed. I do believe that you are the Christ, the Messiah, the anointed one, the Son of God, even he who was to come into the world. It is for you. It is for your coming that the world has waited. Verse 28, after she said this, she went back and called her sister Mary privately, whispering to her, the teacher is close at hand and is asking for you. When you have been in God's presence, you can go back into that same situation and tell others where they need to go to find strength. When you have been in God's presence, you can go back into that same situation and tell others where they need to go to find strength. Sometimes God will send you back into the same situation so you can tell others where he can be found. Sometimes God will send you back into the same situation so you can tell others where he can be found. Verse 29, when she heard this, remember, Romans 10:17 says, faith comes by hearing. When she heard this, she sprung up quickly and went to him. All a real worshiper needs to hear is that the God they worship is asking for them, and faith to go the distance is ignited. But, love, Jesus has you on his mind. He has called you by name. Did you hear me? Jesus has you on his mind. He has called you by name. Verse 30, and now Jesus had not entered the village, but was still at the same spot where Martha had met him. You must be willing to meet God outside of the normal location before the God in you can be seen in manifestation. You must be willing to meet God outside of the normal location before the God in you is seen in manifestation. Love Jesus enough to come close to him no matter what it takes. Love Jesus enough to come close to him no matter what it takes. Verse 31, when the Jews who were sitting with her in the house and consoling her saw how hastily Mary had arisen and gone out, they followed her, supposing that she was going to the tomb to pour out her grief there. There will always be somebody close to you, watching you, who gets the wrong understanding about you. There will always be somebody close. I hear somebody saying amen. In my spirit, I can hear you. There will always be somebody close to you, watching you, who gets the wrong understanding about you. never judge a person's actions based on what you think you know about them. Never judge a person's actions based on what you think you know about them. Verse 32. When Mary came to the place where Jesus was and saw him, she dropped down at his feet. When your spirit finally locates God, you will worship him. And that right there is for everybody out there that's not saved. But you're listening. I want you to know that that you're looking for God, and when your spirit ever locates him, you will. You will worship him. When you get in God's presence, you will do what comes naturally to you. For Mary, dropping at his feet, sitting at his feet, was natural. She dropped at his feet, saying to him, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. Verse 33, when Jesus saw her sobbing, here's a word for somebody. When Jesus saw her sobbing, a word for somebody. Jesus sees your tears. All the nights you've cried yourself to sleep over what you could not change. Jesus sees your tears. All the nights you've cried yourself to sleep over what you could not change. When Jesus saw her sobbing and the Jews who came with her also sobbing, he was deeply moved in the spirit and troubled. He chafed in spirit and sighed and was disturbed. Beloved, don't think God takes pleasure in seeing you that way. He does not. Beloved, don't think God takes pleasure in seeing you that way. He does not. Verse 34, and he said, Where have you laid him? They said to him, Lord, come and see. God would not hesitate to look into your current circumstances. The one who can bring change is looking. God will not hesitate to look into your current circumstances. The one who can bring change is looking. Thank you for looking up on us, God. Thank you so much. Lord knows we need it. Verse 35, Jesus wept. Jesus can feel you. He can feel you. Verse 36, the Jews said, see how tenderly he loved them. But some, verse 37, but some of them said, could not he who opened a blind man's eyes have prevented this man from dying? Uninformed men will always use the previous manifestations of God to try and determine how it is his spirit should have moved, but did not. Verse 38, now Jesus again, sighing, repeatedly and deeply disquieted, approached the tomb. It was a grave, a hole in the rock, and a boulder lay against the entrance to close it. When Jesus approaches your situation, though it looks like there's no way out, there is. When Jesus approaches your situation, though it looks like there's no way out, there is. Verse 39. Jesus said, take away the stone. Martha, the sister of the dead man, exclaimed, but Lord, by this time he is decaying and throws off an offensive odor, for he has been dead for 4 days. But love, when God orders your release, stop trying to rationalize all the reasons why you are unworthy. But love, when God orders your release, stop trying to rationalize all the reasons why you are unworthy. I'm going to say that again, just because somebody needed. God is trying to get you released out of the situation you're in, and you steady going to him, talking about, Lord, I'm not worthy. This situation is just too bad, and I haven't done everything that I should have done as a person, but God is still saying, come out. So I'm going to read that one again, just so you can keep it in your spirit. But love, when God orders your release, stop trying to rationalize all the things and all the reasons why you are unworthy. Verse 40, Jesus said to her, did I not tell you and promise you that if you would believe and rely on me, you would see the glory of God? And that's what Jesus is saying to some of you tonight. Jesus is saying, did I not tell you, put your name there, whatever your name is, did I not tell you that if you will believe and rely on me, you will receive the glory of God? All you have to do is believe and rely on him, and you will see his glory come about in your life, in your situation. Whatever the situation is, it's not too bad. It is not too bad. It can change tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Verse 41. So they took away the stone, and Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. Always remember there is someone higher, greater than you. Give thanks to him for hearing you through it all. Always remember there is someone higher, greater than you. Give thanks to him for hearing you through it all. Verse 42. Yes, I know you've always heard. Yes, I know you always hear, rather, and listen to me. But I have said this on account of and for the benefit of the people standing around, so that they may believe that you sent me, that you have made me your messenger. Sometimes you have to show the people the God in you before they recognize. Sometimes you have to show the people God in you before they recognize. Verse 43. When he said this, he shouted with a loud voice, Lazarus, get up. Verse 44, and out walked the man who had been dead, his hand and feet wrapped in burial clothes, linen scraps, and with a barrel napkin bound around his face. Jesus said to them, free him of the burial wrappings and let him go. All your situation needs is one word from God. The enemy tried to bury your hand and feet so that you could not reach your potential. But God is saying, come out from among dead things and go achieve. The enemy also tried to cover your face, but God wants to show you your future. And we're going to read verse 45 in just a minute. Hope this word is blessing somebody so far. Verse 45. Upon seeing what Jesus had done, many of the Jews who had come with Mary believed in him. They trusted in him and adhered to him and relied on him. But, verse 46, but some of them went back to the Pharisees and told them what Jesus had done. Expect the enemy to tell your testimony quicker and with a greater impact than you. But still, nobody can discredit Jesus in spite of. And that is the end of my message. If there's anybody on the phone who desires prayer or has a comment, you can match one at this time. I appreciate you being there, and God bless you so much. If not, I'm going to play a song to give other people who may desire prayer a chance to call in. Once again, I would like to thank everybody on the phone, everybody that's listening online, for supporting Prolific Fire. It means a lot. I'm going to play Come Just As You Are. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you, God, for every listener, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Touch them in the point, at the point of their need, God. I lift their knees up to you tonight, oh God. Somebody's seeking you for one thing, somebody's seeking you for another, God. But I know you to be a God that can meet every need, oh God. Whatever the situation is, God, there's nothing too hard. And you never show up late, God. Whenever you show up, it's right on time, God. I thank you, Lord God, that somebody's been in a situation longer than 3 days, God, and you're setting them up, Lord God, for the biggest comeback of their lives, God, and I thank you for doing so, God. I thank you, Lord God, that you get involved in this situation, God, and the same way you brought Lazarus up, Lord God, when nobody expected him to get up, Lord God. The people around the neighborhood, Lord God, in the situation, Lord God, in the community, Lord God, where they live, Lord God, they all thought he was dead. They had pronounced him dead, and they thought it was over, God, but you had to show them different. And I'm quite sure somebody's listening to the sound of my voice, God. Everybody around them has counted them out, said they wouldn't be nothing, Lord God, and that their future has come to the end, God, even before it's really began, God. They're young, but they think their future has come to the end because that's all they've heard all their life. But I come against that in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I thank you, God, for restoring the future to somebody, Lord God. I thank you for bringing somebody out from among dead associations, God. Get them friends, Lord God, that got potential, God. Friends that are going somewhere, Lord God. Friends that will stick by them the way Mary and Martha stood by their brother. Lord God, friends that will stick by them the way Jesus stood by Mary and Martha and Lazarus in the whole situation, God. Even though people around the neighborhood couldn't see him in the situation, he was there. In the same way he was there for them, he's there for this person that I'm talking to. And I thank you, Lord God, for doing it for them, God. If there's anybody else listening to the sound of my voice that's need to come out of something, Lord God, give them the strength and the know-how on tonight, God, to come out, Lord God. Let the chains be broken, Lord God. Let people with their living and set free, God. In the name of Jesus, God, I thank you for moving so mightily on tonight, God. Bless every listener, God, whether they listen right now or whether they'll be listening later, God. Bless them like only you can do, God. Deliver them like only you can do. In your name, in your precious name, in the name of Jesus, amen. Once again, I thank you all for listening. That is the end of the show. But before I go, I would like to give you my contact, just in case you need me throughout the week. I am available. If you want to contact me, you can do so on Twitter at twitter.com/prolificfire. Or you can do so on Facebook at Prophetess Stacy. Or you can email me if you need prayer or private consultation throughout the week. You can do so by emailing me at prolificfire, just like the show, prolificfire@gmail.com. I do take those prayer requests and the other needs that I get. I take it seriously, and I will get back to you as soon as possible. Also, if you miss the episode and you're away from your computer, I want to go with you. God has so blessed this ministry that we are on iTunes. All you have to do is go to Prolific Fire with Prophetess Stacy. It's a free podcast, and all the podcasts are there. If you just want to hear this show again or any of the others, they're all there. You can go back and check that out. And also follow this show. That way you won't miss anything. God bless you until next time. Have a good, blessed night.